He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Arid Update. The Chiefs were back to practice Wednesday after that 34-20 win on Sunday. There are still a number of guys out for the Chiefs. Andy Reid held back Tom Bahali today, but that's been typical over the past few weeks to give him that veteran rest. Justin Houston was held out with a knee, so he's still kind of recovering from that hyperextension that we saw 2 weeks back. And you had three guys out with a concussion, Hussein Abdullah, Dat, and Mike DeVito, all held out today.
The good news is they did get some guys back out on the practice field. That'd be Allen Bailey, Mitch Morse, and Jeff Allen, as those guys returned and didn't play in the game last week. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens along the offensive line. Because Jeff Allen, who tried to give it a go in the game on Sunday, had to come out after, I think it was just 7 snaps offensively. If he's healthy and able to go, and then Mitch Morse, if he's healthy and able to go, what are they going to do along the offensive line? Because Zach Fulton's mixed in there. We've seen Ja Reed mixed in there. And we know Jeff Allen can play a couple of different spots. So it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of shakes out throughout the week as the Chiefs try to rely on the guys up front to get that run game going, because that's what they found success with in that first game against the San Diego Chargers. Had 153 yards on the ground. It was kind of Spencer Ware's coming out party. Had 96 yards on 11 carries for 2 touchdowns. It'll be interesting to follow that storyline throughout the week.
BJ, some big time news off the field for the Chiefs today is that Tyvon Branch was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after those 4 total tackles, 3 solo, and that game-clinching interception.
What was more impressive than the game's clinching interception is the quote he gave afterwards. What he said, Marcus Peters, as soon as he caught that deflected pass across the middle, Marcus Peters was standing there. I think Eric Berry was standing right there, and they said, hey, stay down. And he goes, nope, I got to give up and get up and live out my dreams. And we saw him do that, took it all the way to the house, the game-sealing interception, picked up some hardware for it. So pretty impressive week for Tyvon Branch.
Dream on, Tyvon. And with Hussein Abdullah still out, he may get another opportunity this Sunday. If there's one thing to focus on with this Chargers team, it's the offense, because they're number 4 in offense, number 21 in defense. So the Chiefs defense could be up for a challenge.
You should. And we shouldn't forget about Daniel Sorensen either. He mixed in some of those in-the-box situations with Hussein being out too. And he's made some plays on the special team. Daniel Sorensen is going to be a very valuable player for the Chiefs this year. But you mentioned it right there, stopping Phillip Rivers and stopping that passing game. That's what they do. As much as the Chargers have struggled, you look at their 3-9 record and you say, hey, this should be pretty easy. Phillip Rivers is still one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. There's been a lot of injuries on the outside. Saw Dontrell Inman, one of the wide receivers, thought it was a more serious injury. Fortunately, it wasn't for them. It just ended up being a neck strain. But we talked about it before. Danny Woodhead is their guy. He has been throughout the season. The only game it seems like he wasn't their guy was the first time they played the Chiefs. They only got 3 points, barely over 200 yards of total offense. So the Chiefs are going to have to be aware of Danny Woodhead like they were in the first game. If they can slow him down, I like our chances. But again, don't underestimate a guy like Phillip Rivers, because he's proven to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
And that point about the 3-9 record, we've seen it too many times in the NFL. When these divisional teams get together, you don't know what's going to happen.
So plus, you got to say that last year, Chiefs kept the Chargers out of the playoffs. Pretty sure the Chargers want to play spoilers, come into Arrowhead, and screw up this little party we got going on.
Should be a fun week leading into the Chiefs-Chargers on Sunday. We'll be with you all week at Chiefs.com. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Arid Update.
65 toss power draft.